Of that, no, silly one, you have to see that little piece of hair, because that's what you should clean up. It has the ties on it. It is not combed. That's your problem. Pay attention to that one. Yes?
The one saw in the mud, saw in the mud figured clay, while the other saw clay replete with knowledge and works.
This is the differences. One is the logical fellow, the Satan. He will see what? He will see just the shape and the form and needs of this fellow. The other one will see a clay full of knowledge and practice, because this is what, where we count. What do we do? Our practice and our knowledge. Because when I'm talking about our knowledge, I'm talking about something within us. It's nothing personal. When it's not personal, then it's a grown-up. Because that person is that animal, self-loving animal. Yes?
The body is the minaret. Knowledge and obedience are like the bird. Suppose 300 birds or two birds, whichever you please.
No quantities over there. I'm talking about quality. So it doesn't matter, 300 birds or two birds or one, it doesn't matter. And you know what I'm talking about. This is the minaret. Because this is what is built for that bird to come, sit and go, and all of that, and the light and the fire and all that. This body is the minaret. The bird is what? That's the trick. Obedience. What is obedience? What is obedience? Because Balal and Hilal here, they are talking about obedience. What is obedience? When you believe in your brain, you are a logical fellow. When you believe in something other than your brain, then you're obedient. You follow that line. This is what the meaning of belief is. So, that birdie is my belief, my obedience. And this is that minaret. Yeah?
The middleman sees the bird only. Neither before nor behind does he see anything but a bird. The hair is the hidden light belonging to the bird, whereby the soul of the bird is enduring.
Aha! I was talking about that piece of hair, and you were thinking about what? Something that that birdie is carrying. Said, no. That little piece that I'm talking about is hidden in that birdie. That birdie counts on this. Why? We know that the birdie doesn't know anything about what it is carrying. The birdie will follow my order, will go and hunt for me, right? What is he talking about? If it was you, you will think about yourself and me and the relationship. No, this birdie thinks about what it should do, which is bring me that peace. The duty. Obedience is really in that falcon. Because when I cover his eyes, he will sit down. He doesn't look anywhere. Do you remember? When he was grabbing the hunt, I make that drum, it will come back. It will think about what it is supposed to do. Yes?
The works of the bird and whose beak is that hair are never counterfeit.
His action is not silly and counterfeit and all of that. Yes?
Its knowledge gushes perpetually from its soul. It has nothing that is borrowed and no debt.
This is what we're talking about. When we talk about inspiration, what is it? Something that will happen not because what you are thinking or what you are planning and all of that. It just happens like that. That's what I'm talking about. Becoming a believer, becoming a knowledgeable person as these ways of doing it. You have to do it. You change your ego and your spirit will transform and you will experience it, inshallah. The story goes on, because this halal will become sick and blah, 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 blah. This was just opening of this new story. For you to understand that, we are going to talk in that level, really beyond the logic. آن یکی اسبی طلب کرد از امیر، گفت رو آن اسب اشهب را بگی. گفت آن را من نخواهم. گفت چون؟ گفت او واپس رو است و بس هرون، سخت پس می رود او سوی بن. گفت دومش را به سوی خانه کن، دوم این استور نفست شهوت است، زین سبب پس رود آن خود پرست. شهوت او را که دوم آمد زبون، آن مبدل شهوت عقبیش کن. چون ببندی شهوتش را از رقیف، سر کند آن شهوت از عقل شریف. همچو شاخی که ببری از درخت، سر کند قوت ز شاخ نیک بخت. چون که کردی دوم او را آن طرف، گر رود پس رود تا مقتنف. حبذا اسبان رام پیش رو، نه سپس رو نه هرونی را گرو. گرم رو چون جسم موسی کلیم، تا به بحرینش چو پهنای گلیم. پس 700 سال راه آن حقب ار حقب، که بکرد او عزم در سیران حب. همت سیر تنش چون این بود، سیر جانش تا به علیین بود. شه سواران در سباقت تاختند، خربتان در پایگاه انداختند. آنچنان که کاروانی می رسید در دهی، آمد دری را باز دید. آن یکی گفتند در این بردل عجوز، تا بیاندازیم اینجا چند روز. بانگ آمد نه، بیانداز از برون، وانگهانی اندرا تو اندرون. هم برون افکن هران چفکندنیست، در میابا این که این مجلس سنیست. بود هلال استاد دل جان روشنی، سایه صحبنده امیر مومن. سایسی کردی در آخران غلام، لیک سلطان سلاطین بند نام. آن امیر از حال بنده بیخبر، که نبودش جز به لیسان نظر. آب و گل میدید و در وی گنج نه، پنج و شش میدید و اصل پنج نه. رنگ تین پیدا و نور دین نهان، هر پیامبر این چنین بود در جهان. آن مناره دید و در وی مرغ نی، بر مناره شاهبازی پرفنی. وان دوم میدید مرغی پرزنی، لیک موی اندر دهان مرغ نی. وان که او ینظر به نور الله بود، هم ز مرغ و هم ز مو آگاه بود. گفت آخر چشم سوی موی نه،
تا نبینیمو به نقشاید گره آن یکی گردی نقشین در محل وان دگر گردی پر علم و عمل آن مناره علم و طاعت همچون مرغ خواه 300 مرغ گیر و یا 2 مرغ مرد وسط مرغ بین است و بس غیر مرغی می نبیند پیش و پس موی آن نوریست پنهان آن مرغ که بدان پاینده باشد جان مرغ مرغ کان موی است در منقار او هیچ آریت نباشد کار او علم او از جان او جوشد مدام پیش او نه مستعار آمد نه وام. ما سلامت.